Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Revi'i B'Shabbat, the fourth day of the week. And in the fourth aliyah of Parshat Vayishlach, we have 15 psukim. In this aliyah, Yaakov and Esav's meeting continues. Yaakov urges Esav to accept Yaakov's gift. Esav offered to accompany Yaakov to Eretz Kanaan, but Yaakov declines. Esav returns to his home in Seir, and Yaakov continues to the city of Sukkot. He arrives on the outskirts of the city of Shechem, where he purchased some land. And he builds a mizbeach to Hashem. Now in our aliyah, when Yaakov declines Esav's offer to join him, Yaakov's refusal is, Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Yudalid, this is what Yaakov says, Ya'avor na Adoni lifnei avdo, please Esav, go ahead of me. Va'ani, says Yaakov, et nahalal iti, etc. I, says Yaakov, I will lead my group slowly. And we have to ask a number of questions on this whole exchange, this whole conversation. Why does the Torah care about this exchange at all? Esav said, join me, and Yaakov said, no. Why is it so important that the Torah had to record it at all? And in general, what excuse is Yaakov telling Esav? Esav said, come and join me. And Yaakov said, Vani et nahalal iti, I'm going to lead my group slowly. Okay, why is that a response to Esav? Esav can just say, I'll walk slowly with you. And Esav doesn't say that. Why doesn't he say that? What is going on here? This entire exchange between Yaakov and Esav is explained beautifully by Rav Yoshua Weitzman Shlita. He is the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivat Ma'alot here in Israel, and this is found in his Sefer on the Chumash called Lichyot Im Parshat HaShavua. Rav Weitzman says that the exchange here, like everything in the Torah, goes far beyond the specific psukim written here. The local conversation, so to speak, between Yaakov and Esav is telling us many things that are far deeper than they seem. In this specific example, Yaakov / Yisrael talking with Esav tells us about historic interactions between Bnei Yisrael and the Esavs of history. More specifically, Rav Weitzman quotes the Zohar in Chelek Aleph on our Parsha on Daf Kuf Ayin Bet. And the Zohar says that in our Aliyah, when Esav invited Yaakov to join him, what Esav was really saying was, let us, you Yaakov and me Esav, let us divide this world. Let's divide the entire world. And we will rule it together. And Yaakov responded, no. Ya'avor na Adoni lifnei avdo. No, Esav. You go first. You rule first. You rule in this world. And va'ani et nahalal iti. And I will rule it later. I will rule it in days to come. In days that arrive slowly. Le'iti. The days that come slowly at the end of days. And according to Rav Weitzman, this exchange reflects an integral difference between Yaakov and Esav. Esav says to Yaakov, join me. There is only this world. Let's live together. Let's rule together. Let's do it now. No time to wait. Let's go quickly. It's here now. This world, nothing else. And Yaakov says, no, thank you. You take this world. I'll take the next world. I know, says Yaakov, that it may take a while. I know that I may have to wait. I know that these days may come slowly, but that's okay. My nation can wait. We all believe in the 13 animamins. Parenthetically, we don't know who wrote them, but they are based on the Rambam of Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204. And the 12th animamin that we say is that I believe every single day that Mashiach will come. And we say something else based on the Rambam. V'yaf al pi sheyismameya im kol zeachakelo b'chol yom sheyavo. Even though it may take a while, that's okay. I can wait. And that's what Yaakov said to Esav. You go on ahead and you conquer this world. Ya'avor na Adoni lifnei avdo. You take the here and the now. As for me, says Yaakov, I am eager for a perfected world to be here already. I anticipate every day for the time to come for the whole world to recognize and appreciate Hashem. But vani et nahalal iti. But I can also wait. I know things take time. As the Gemara says in the Yushalmi in Brachos, Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, the Gemara says that the Geula will come kima kima. It will come step by step, slowly, slowly. In fact, there is an expression that is well known, and it's been made into a song even, and the expression was coined by Rav Weitzman himself, based on this very idea. Am hanetzach lo mefached miderech arukah, the eternal nation, B'nai Yisrael, the nation that will be around eternally. Our nation is not frightened by a long journey. It's not pleasant. It can be, God forbid, very painful, God forbid. We want the galus to end, but we are not about to trade Olam Haba for the here and now that Esav is offering. You go ahead, Esav. We'll be back here waiting patiently, watching the geula unfold, kima kima, slowly, slowly, Emir Tz Hashem. Have an amazing day, everyone.